the metal wizard who claims to be able to read people's minds. Whether his demonstrations are genuine, or are accomplished by trickery is much a debated question. The fact remains that the possibilities of the human brain are limitless. Think, gentlemen.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Joe Girasi, merely testing the machine. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I went up to the Vika stores and have purchased a small reel, 850 feet Irish tape, number 195, costing a small sum of $1.19. I'm going to endeavor to try this reel out later on to hear the qualities of the tape. Now, we are merely doing this to test the old tape to see if it is recording or not. So stand by.
Have a right to start practicing the pilot presentation.
I'm going to present the next effect with properties so simple that you can all find them in your own homes and therefore can go home and try the trick for yourselves. You need only have a drinking glass, which you can see cannot be tricked and is so free from preparation. A piece of paper and a quantity of liquid. Tonight we are using milk. It may seem a little watery to you, that's because the cow got caught in the rain. You fill the glass with the liquid. Take the paper, damp it on one side, damp it on the other, and press it against the mouth of the glass very carefully all the way around. Now, if this has been done properly, take and turn the glass upside down. The milk will not fall out. I realize this is no great mystery. Perhaps many of you have tried this trick at home or in school and found it to be working just as simple as I am showing it to be. It's a well-known scientific law called atmospheric pressure. But on the other hand, if the paper were removed, the milk, in accordance with another law, the natural law of gravity, would fall to the floor. However, I have recently discovered that science in that effect is in error. That with a little practice, one can control the milk. One can remove the paper, and still the milk will remain in the glass. You may have to practice this 4 or 5 thousand times, but it can be done. Watch, I'll show you. Peel off a showmanship. As you all see, I am controlling the milk. You are now witnessing a feat that defies all the laws of physics.
One of the most amazing mysteries ever presented before you at this time. It makes such tricks as the swallowing of the needles and the razor blades look like mere child play. Tonight, I'm going to attempt one of the most dangerous feats ever accomplished, and that is to actually shoot a bullet head-on at my assistant standing on the other side of the stage. The bullet will actually pass through a pane of glass, will embed itself into a deck of cards, and stop at a selected card. Selected a certain card that one of you folks will choose and sign your name upon. For my first part of the performance, we're going to have somebody select a card. Will you, sir, select a card, please? That's fine. Take it. Put it back in the pack. That's great. Now, I want you to examine the gun, the bullets, the glass. Everything is fair and above board. We're going to load the gun. I want you to stand between myself and the assistant. I'm going to fire point blank through the glass, penetrating the glass. Hit the deck of cards. And now we just count down. I want you to notice that the bullet is actually hot, red hot. You'll have to drop it on a plate. And now the card beneath the bullet, the only card the bullet didn't touch, I want you to notice is your card. What was it? The Five of Diamonds. And there is your name written across. A true mystery of the Orient. And now, murder. Oh, hey, here's something. Here's that one I was practicing over in a restaurant. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another broadcast of Spotland Plainfield. The music's on records, and here he is, your genial master of ceremonies, Ricky Dunn.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another half hour of uninterrupted nothing with your favorite recordings. Our first, the great Mr. B, Billy Eckstein, singing I Apologize.
Mm-hmm. If I've told a lie.
No. Now let's hear a word from the great Joe Girasi.
Here, Joseph.
Good evening. The name is Joe Girasi. The occasion is...
No, he wants to learn Gillum. You want to learn Gillum?
Gillum, yeah, I'd like to learn Gillum.
I'll put it on a recording.
Gillum is a little code word, see, it's spelled G-I-L-O-M. Gillum, and in radio business, it's the way to ad-lib right on the spot. In other words, you know, sometimes somebody will throw a microphone to you and say ad-lib, you know, especially if you're auditioning for a job. Well, the idea to use this word Gillum, G means greetings. I, introduction, L, okay, a location, O is occasion, and M is the mic setup, G-I-L-O-M. So in other words, you get out on the audience and you say, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, here we are, this is Ricky Dunn broadcasting to you from the home of Joe Girasi. The occasion, we're just fooling around. And actually, the mic is set up in the dining room. We have a full view of the toilet. Nikki's accordion and little Rose sitting here, very bored. Now, Joe, we have that amazing engineer Joe working the knobs on the set. And believe me.
Testing at this time, ladies and gentlemen. They give you Rick Burton. All right, ready?
Same, thank you very much. I have another trick. This is my encore. You notice I'm not like other magicians. They run off, take a bomb, come back. They never call me back. I'd like to do this now. I would like to get the assistance of a young lady. Do you mind coming up, please? You, yes, that's right, miss. You with the
shoes. Oh, Mary?
Yes, you with the shoes on. That's fine. We'll just step right up here.
Oh, I'm afraid.
Oh, no, you don't have to be afraid. Believe me, nothing here to have you happen. I won't embarrass you or hurt you in any way. But here's what happens. You see, I have a little dandy chopper here. This is my little chopper. I'd like to show you how it works. It's a marvelous little invention. You see, all you do, take the little carrot, put it in, cut the carrot. Oh, my God. Looks like it's going to be one of those days. Oh, well. Tell you what, well, don't get nervous. Don't get excited. I'll show you what we do now.
Well, you put the apron on while you say that.
That's right. I see that. He's cueing the machine. Now, that's fine. I'm going to let you do now. You see, wasn't that fun little? Notice how that was cut through the carrot?
Yeah.
I'm going to put your arm in here.
Oh,
yeah. I'll tell you, I'm going to play the part of a mad doctor. Guess what part you're going to play? Well, you put your hand in here. I'll tell you, here's how it goes. You just put your arm in. That's fine. That's all right. Just put your hand right there. Just keep the flat part of your head up. My gosh, you haven't changed the oil in the last 1,000 miles, have you? Tell you what, though. Are we ready?
Okay,
I'll do this. That's fine. You've got your hand. We're ready to cut through. We say the magic word is push-pull, click-click. Or was it click-click, pull-pull? See, when I look at the book, I'll tell you. You look a little nervous. I'll tell you, you better have a drink. You just take that.
Glass.
I needed that all night. That's fine.
Well, here's how we go. You ready? One,
the idea of the trick is to have the knife go through and cut the carrot.
That may be your routine. That's not mine. Really? One, two, three, go! Right through, ladies and gentlemen, cuts the carrot, cuts his hand. You ever have one of those days where nothing ever goes right? His hand is supposed to be on the table. American flag is supposed to come out of his ears. It's what we call a flash finish. And this has to happen. Oh, well, if that happens, all you do is just pull one, two, the heck with him, we'll pull his hand off this way. Tell you what you do, my friend, just walk over here. Whatever you do, if you want to say hello to your friends, don't ever leave like, whoops, don't ever leave like that. If you're going to clap, don't walk
over. Introducing Rosemary.
What's that?
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are now gathered here in the presence of Joe Girasi, Nikki Girasi, and the whole ensemble. We're here to interview a brand new 8.5 cubic foot refrigerator. 11.5. Well, I'm sorry, there's 8 cubes in it. We're here also taking a very good look of a brand new refrigerator washing machine. Complete with 8 boxes of oil for cleaning and the brand new television set. And personally, I think Joe Girasi is a great big prick. And I have a trick over here I'd like to show you. And he's a pretty nice cat. Say a few thousand words, will you? We'd like to introduce at this time a very clever young man.
very lucky young man has cigarette fire and wife and both work. Jack Sandors.
This isn't Jack Sandors, really. This is Lamont Cranston.
I recognize you, the Shadow.
I just wanted to say a few words about marriage. I think that marriage is like a ship. First it's ladyship and lordship with their courtship. Then it's friendship, relationship, and companionship. Then they get married, it's partnership. Then they may go on a honeymoon for a few days on a steamship. And then when they come back, the wife might show poor sportsmanship and turn into an old battleship. This creates hardship. And you know that this is no bullshit.
I was going to say the whole thing sounded like a whole bunch of horseshit, actually. Alright, turn this damn thing off and let's hear what it sounds like so I can get the hell out of here.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we're going to hear a rendition, or that is, we're going to have a little resume of the birth of a baby. So just tune in and listen for the birth of a baby. In Los Angeles. Hello, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for that wonderful applause. Before I commence to give you my conception of a modern conjurer, I was told to make a short announcement. There's been a wallet found outside this evening containing money, notes, and other credentials. This wallet was found by a girl with the name of Helen Hunt. If the owner wants it returned, they should go to Helen Hunt for it. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your lovely applause. Well, now, there's no doubt you've all heard of the famous Indian rope trick. You know that trick where this magician has his long piece of rope extending high up into the air. The little Hindu boy climbs and climbs. At that time, the performer waves his magic wand. Both boy and rope disappear. That's a good trick. I don't have that one tonight, so I'll do this one. This is an Indian rope trick. It comes from Indianapolis. An Indian gave it to me. He could do it, and I got roped. The idea of the trick is to merely tie the pieces together. Take notice, I make the first knot first and the second knot after the first. As you can plainly see, the two ropes are securely tied. Taking third and last piece, being the same length as the other, I shall endeavor to tie that together. Incidentally, an old Chinese magician showed me the best version of this trick. His name was Hung Wan. I believe his brother was Hung Too. That's another story. He had a Chinese cousin aviator, one wing low. Lo and behold, the three ropes are now together. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, say, Tonto, what do you say, Tonto? We'll go over there and get the bad man, huh? Okay, King is heavy, okay.
Oh, is that what it is, Willie?
Yes.
What does the game explain it to me so I'll know how to...
Tell him your name and address. Say it so I could... I'm Rosemary Girasi. My name is Rosemary Louise Gloria Girasi. I live at 347 Lyons Avenue, Newark, New Jersey. And I'm not going to sing a song. And go ahead and sing the song, I want to test it. Alright, get out of here.
Hello, testing. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Joe Girasi, your announcer. I was just calling my daughter Rosemary to sing, but she don't want to sing now. She wants to sing for her own enjoyment, so I told her to go in the toilet and lock the door. However, I'm merely testing the machine because it wasn't in right working order before. So now at this time, I might say we did a little work in this television room and this recording room. We painted the ceiling. It's supposed to be white, but it turned out blue. We wallpapered the walls. We didn't cover the panels very good. You can see the panel right through the wallpaper. However, the wallpaper job is done too good.
there's been a lot of glue left upon the walls and the seams. You can see every each and every seam. However, we're going to have our set upholstered. Spending about $300 on that, and then we're going to have our rug serged, washed, cleaned, and a new foam rubber mat underneath. Oh, incidentally, our cushions of the sofa will be all foam rubber too. And I think we're going to have a very nice looking living room when we get through. I'm anticipating buying at this time a shadow box for the wall, which my wife always liked, and I might bring up the torchier lamps and just buy new shades. And it'll make it very nice and convenient. We have a nice home family, we get along very well, we have a lot of fun. Of course, all this talk is idle talk, really. It's just merely a matter of testing the machine while I'm speaking, you see. Instead of doing the usual pattern of 1-2, testing 1-2, I'm merely speaking at random, extemporaneous, you might call it, because it sounds a little better, and you can hear the reception of the machine much better than just calling off numbers. There's no doubt you will agree with me. Now, on the front part of this tape, we have the voices of Ricky Dunn, and we also have Jack Sandors delivering a little patter on marriage, courtship, steamship, good fellowship, and many other ships like that. So I'm going to sign off now, and I'm going to turn this machine back and see how it sounds. This is station NUTS broadcasting on a hookup of 48 motorcycles, 2 kilocycles, and 4 bicycles. And I now turn you over to the famous Indianapolis Speedy Classic races.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your announcer for the day. Welcome again, once again, to the famous Indianapolis Speedy Classic, worst races the world has ever seen. Now, in the background, you probably can hear the motors. There's one fella had a little missing on the motor, but he's all straightened out and off he goes. Now, there's a fella coming down the track doing about 60 miles an hour. Another fella coming down the track doing about 120. Wow, did he go by. I know it's a nice day, the track is fast, the fellas are all lined up, and here they're off with a bang.
My mother-in-law in person from this little bag. Here she is, the old hen. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce that quick-acting,
Hello, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, merely
testing, this is Joe Girasi, testing the machine for the best possible reception we can get. Now, at this time, I'm going to tell you a little story. It seems that a Westerner came striding into a tavern, noticing someone at the bar wearing a 10-gallon hat. He walked over and inquired, "Where are you from, stranger?" "Texas." "What you do there?" "Raise bulls." "How?" "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Guess who's here tonight? None other than that fabulous entertainer, Ricky Dunn. Take it away, Ricky."
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, huh? What do you want me to say? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, testing 1. What do you want? The opening song? I sing an opening song. Well, it's no good without music. It's only good if you know how to say, I'm sitting on top of the world. When I go stealing along, I go stealing along. And I've taken from most of the world. When I watches and rings, yes, any old thing. Should be faster. When I get away with murder, and I should be in the claim for things that I have stolen, but I've even took a kitchen sink when I'm sitting on top of the world. When I go stealing along, I go stealing along. Well, we like to steal a wallet or two, or maybe even a laugh from you. When I'm sitting, you left me sitting on top of the world. Ba-da-da-da-da. Want to hear the rock and roller? Well, I'm in love again. Well, now I never thought it'd ever happen ever again. But here I am in love again. Well, now I went and found somebody new. And baby, she looks good too. I never thought she'd ever take the place of you. But here I am in love again. Well, now I never thought that lightning could strike twice. But here I am in paradise. I'm happy as can be. Hey, lordy, lucky me. I'm in love again. Well, now I never thought it'd ever happen ever again. But here I am in love again. Boom, boom, do-da-do-do. Real cornball jazz.
It's possible way.
This happens to be a number. Couple of jokes. Sound mirror model. I don't know any jokes. Magnetic recorder. I don't know. You're the one that's drawing the dirty pictures. What are you getting mad at?
That's a funny joke.
Well, I don't know. Let's play back what we made. I see what it sounds like, you know.
I'll give you my impression of Tonto and the Lone Ranger. St. Tonto, what do you say, Tonto? Hey, look who's here, Shelly. Come over here, Shelly. Say a few words to the listening radio audience. Come on, you gotta come up here. Come on. This is Joe Jaroski, a roving street reporter. We come along the street, we see a little girl with a black bag. Now, can you tell me your name, please?
Oh, come on.
Tell me your name.
I'm bashful.
Come on, Charlie.
That's a hell of a name for a broadband.
Come on. Oh, are you going to play for me?
Yeah, I'm going to play you.
All right. What's your okay. name? Shirley.
Where do you live, Shirley?
Maplewood.
And what do you do for a sport?
Oh, now don't ask me that.
How good do you bowl? What was your average last time?
Real nasty.
All right, I'll play it back. Say, Tonto, what do you say, Tonto? We're going to get the bat, Lone Ranger. Okay, King Saggy, chip on your horse. Hi-ho, silverware. The Lone Ranger lost his otherwear pair, and he couldn't find another pair.
And by a little plot of ground where the green grass grows all around. The roof's so worn, so badly torn that it tumbles to the ground. Just a little, I can't hear that. From the railroad track, it lingers on my mind most all of the time. Keeps calling me back to my little old shack. I'd be just as sassy as Haile Selassie. If I were king, wouldn't mean a thing. Put my boots on tall, read the writing on the wall. Wouldn't mean a thing, not a doggone thing. There's a queen waiting there in a rocking chair, blowing her top on Gainer's beer. Looking all around and trucking on down, 'cause I'm trying to get back to my shanty town. Okay. I can't hear that though, see? 'Cause you got this on.
That was Michael Jaroski. Now Joe Jaroski will say a few words, young Joe.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. They asked me if I'm English. What do you think? If I said more English, wouldn't be able to talk tall.
How should I test it?
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears! I come to bury Caesar, not the
No, what I had down at Blackstone uses for the, Don't you remember?
Is
it on?
Yeah.
Okay, Jack and Jill. You know Jack and Jill? Huh?
Joe Nichols, 68 Boyden Avenue, Maple, New Jersey, 4th grade. Arithmetic, social studies, music.
Fine. What is your best subject? What do you like best besides lunch? Do you like gym? What are you doing, Jim? That's a good idea. Sing a song. Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Stand over here. Come here. All right, come here. Do a little talking. All right, your brother. Get your brother over here. I want to speak to him. Come here, son. I just want to talk to you a minute. I won't hurt you. Say hello.
Hello.
What's your name, little boy?
Kenny.
Oh, yeah?
He's like... Don't do anything.
What do you like to hear? Would you like to hear a little sound?
That's cool. Yeah.
I told him no, it's a dog eater. Oh, I got a back of his head. No hands. All right, how about that joke?
Okay.
I got you. Come on, for the joke. You ready? What joke is it yourself?
See.
Is it a good one?
Yeah.
What's it about?
Yeah,
think of it. It's about a little boy or man or what?
What did the fish hook say to the fisherman?
What did the fish hook say to the fisherman? I give up. What did the fish hook say to the fisherman?
Lead me to your leader.
Lead me to your leader. Hot. How about this? You know any more?
You see how pretty we're here. You see, we go thousands of miles away from surrounding. Gradually, all the time, we keep on surrounding. Now, you can't get away from the fact you can say, you can call it propaganda, you can call it whatever you want. Every time they open their mouth, when we talk about, see, now look, I'm not talking as a communist. I am a sort of a middle of the road. I'm a socialist. That I don't deny. I'm a socialist and I always have been. See, I'm not a communist, and I don't even read communistic papers. We're not hearing from that. But I'm open-minded, see? And I don't say I love my country and my everything else, but there's a lot of things that I like and dislike in the government, see what I mean?
That's right, yeah. It's a sign that you don't see it.
In the country, so plenty, not everybody.
But you can hear a fellow in the background.
Gangsters and all out there, you don't bother them. Don't interfere with the record.
His name was Cabbage. He was leading by a head. And now, the fellas are also coming around the track. Here's another fellow. What's his name? Barney Oldfield. Oh, yes. The famous auto racer of all times. Barney Oldfield is coming down the track now. Trial spin. And that concludes the race.
Now you stretch it out, player.
That's good.
We're in trouble, oh boy.
If I made you cry.
Boy, I don't know, Rose. You shouldn't say that. If there's one thing I can't stand...
Good.
Dave is back.
I put a tack on his girlfriend's seat. She sat down and she says, "If I made you cry." From the bottom, if your bottom doesn't smart, dear. I apologize.
Cindy Green Street, ready?
Amy, can I come in to talk to you? Amy, can I come talk to you? It's very important.
Come in, sit down. I want to tell you a story more fascinating than a Maltese falcon.